Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Santa Clara County Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Michigan lawmakers have advanced legislation that would prohibit the sale of foods made with several artificial colorings and chemical additives if it becomes law. The House approved measure targets ingredients including brominated vegetable oil, propylparaben, and synthetic dyes such as red number 40, blue number 1, blue number 2, green number 3, and yellow number 6. Supporters say the proposal is aimed at reducing exposure to additives found in some processed foods and beverages. The restriction would take effect January 1, 2029, unless federal action removes the ingredients sooner. The bill now moves to the Michigan Senate Committee on Regulatory Reform for further review. And Croswell City officials have provided an update on recent construction projects. The city is aware of problems with the Croswell Road construction, and the issues are being worked on with the contractor, the city's engineers, and city staff. Because of the issues, the city is not accepting the roadway work until all of the issues have been addressed. In addition, there are other projects going on in the community. Water and sewer mains are being replaced along South Flower Street, and curbs will be installed there in 2 weeks. The streets of Croswell, Pack, Stevenson, Truman, and Gage will get the second paving in about 2 weeks. Sidewalks are in the process of being poured on the streets of Pack, Stevenson, Truman, Gage, and Croswell Avenue. Also, asphalting will be done on Riverbend Park this coming Friday or Saturday of this week. The kayak company will be here to install the kayak launch in Riverbend Park. All other work is weather dependent. The contractors are aware of the Pioneer Day celebration coming in July. And Charles Fred Martin appeared before Judge Ferris in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Charles Fred Martin. Martin faces a felony charge of embezzlement as an agent or trustee involving an amount between $1,000 and $20,000. During the hearing, prosecutors outlined the potential plea agreement. The offer requires Martin to have waived his preliminary examination and pay full restitution before entering a plea at his circuit court arraignment. If accepted, the agreement includes a one-year delay of sentence and a reduction of the conviction to a lesser embezzlement charge of between $200 and $1,000. Martin formally waived his right to a preliminary examination. Judge Ferris ordered that Martin's bond remain at $8,000 as previously set. The case is now bound over to circuit court with an arraignment set for July 13th at 9 a.m. And Rhonda Mae Nivison appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris Tuesday afternoon to face two misdemeanor charges, unlicensed dog and stray dog. Each offense carries a potential penalty of up to 3 months in jail and fines ranging from $10 to $100. Nivison entered a plea of not guilty to both counts. While attorneys Dallas Rooney represented her for the arraignment, the court has appointed Martin Perzondek to handle the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set bond at $1,000, 10% on personal recognizance. As a condition of a release, Nivison must keep any animals in her care under control either by fencing or leashing them. The court set a deadline of July 14th for the prosecution to provide discovery and plea offers. A final plea cutoff and pretrial hearing is scheduled for August 6th at 10 a.m. When we come back from this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Tim Ozentoski from Ozentoski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Bad Axe, has been practicing his karaoke.
On my international harvester.
Tim might not make it in country music, but you can make your farm operation much more successful with new Case IH equipment from Ossentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe.
The Case IH Magnum Series has models from 180 to 400 horsepower, and the Case IH Steiger Series with horsepower ranges from 425 to 785 horsepower models.
Big performance, supreme comfort, and intuitive operation puts you in control. Case IH offers the ultimate mix of industry-leading horsepower and fuel efficiency available in both wheel and track configurations. Plus, enjoy an industry-leading 3-year, 2,000-hour factory warranty on Magnum and Steiger models. And don't forget the Case IH Farmall series of compact and utility tractors. So stop into your local Case IH dealer, Ossentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe, for your next Case IH tractor. Tim will even give you a free autograph.
On my International Harvester.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, AI voice stealing under fire. Bipartisan momentum is gathering in the U.S. Senate to protect everyday citizens and celebrities alike from digital cloning. A key Senate committee has officially advanced a bill targeting unauthorized AI use of an individual's name, image, likeness, and voice. The legislation creates federal penalties for deepfake creators who clone voices or likenesses without explicit written consent. The entertainment industry is celebrating the move, which has been accelerated by an explosion of hyper-realistic AI music tracks and deepfaked commercials. Lawmakers note that while the bill protects Hollywood stars, it also provides vital legal ammunition for everyday students and workers whose identities are increasingly targeted by digital identity theft. In other national news, Alibaba sues the Pentagon. Chinese e-commerce behemoth Alibaba is taking the U.S. military to court. The company has officially filed a federal lawsuit against the Department of Defense demanding to be removed from a blacklist that designates it as a company actively supporting the Chinese People's Liberation Army. Alibaba's legal team argues the Pentagon acted arbitrarily, placing them on the restrictive list without providing any concrete evidence or logical explanations. The designation inflicts massive reputational damage and prevents U.S. firms from investing in the tech giant. The legal showdown is expected to test the limits of how far Washington can go when citing national security to restrict foreign corporations. When we come back from the Salek Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple, providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, North Korea deploys new nuclear destroyer. Tensions are ratcheting up in East Asia after North Korean state media proudly announced the commissioning of a sophisticated new multi-purpose naval destroyer. The Pyongyang declared that the vessel is fully operational and that the systemic nuclear air arming of its naval fleet is going exactly according to schedule. The deployment of a major surface combatant capable of launching nuclear-tipped cruise missiles represents a significant technological jump for the regime, which historically relied on submarines and land-based launchers. South Korean and Japanese naval forces have increased their surveillance posturing in response to the launch. In other international news, Ronaldo makes history at the U.S. World Cup. We close internationally on the pitch where football history has been rewritten in Texas. In front of roaring packed crowds at Houston Stadium, Cristiano Ronaldo scored a dazzling goal to propel Portugal to a dominant 5-0 victory over World Cup debutants Uzbekistan. The victory keeps Portugal's dream alive in Group K, but it's Ronaldo who steals the global headlines. At 41 years old, he has officially become the oldest player to score in tournament history, adding another unbreakable record to his legendary career portfolio, while providing age is nothing but a number on the world's grandest sporting stage. Here are your obituaries for this hour. And Robert Sines, beloved father, son, and brother of Minden City, passed away unexpectedly June 22, 2026, at the age of 47. He was born March 15, 1979. He is survived by his son Keenan, his mother Julie, sisters Paula and Rebecca, nieces and nephews. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, June 27th at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Forestville. Cremation will follow. Visitation will take place Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.